Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program. We do have the final day here with Congressman Rick Crawford with Congressional District 1 here in Arkansas. And Congressman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us here on day number 3.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Bob.
Well, one thing we got to talk about, the flooding and the disaster relief in the 1st District. It seems like we've had a lot of flooding. It seems now we're almost in a drought-stricken time, but there's been a lot of natural disasters here lately.
That's kind of one of the things about 1st District of Arkansas. And I remember flying over that flooded area, which there were, virtually every county in the 1st District back in April was impacted to some degree as a result of the flooding. And we were flying over the affected areas, the more heavily affected areas. And I said to the pilot, I said, these farmers, by July, they'll be praying for rain. And he just kind of laughed. And we didn't even finish June, and sure enough, they were praying for rain. So we were into a drought situation, and that's the ironic thing about flooding in the 1st District. It comes in fast, does a lot of damage, and before long, we're back into a drought situation. It's not the first time this has happened. It probably won't be the last, but, we're doing everything we can to make sure that there is some relief for those people that have been adversely affected. One of the first things we did was to bring FEMA in and the SBA, and a lot of people don't realize that the SBA actually has the ability to help in some form or fashion, obviously with small businesses. But there may be a misconception about what FEMA does and what they would do to help with cleanup, and you're not going to see a big fleet of white FEMA trucks rolling in and all this work taking place. In fact, what was happening, and we brought these FEMA officials in to help facilitate this, they contract with contractors to do cleanup work. And so we had a workshop at Arkansas State Small Business Development Center, very, very well attended from elected officials across the district, chambers of commerce, and a variety of contractors to learn how they could engage in the contract work with FEMA, because what happens is FEMA just has contractors that do the cleanup work, and they administer that and administer those contracts and oversee it, the work that's done. Well, why that was important to us is that I don't have anything against out-of-state contractors per se, but I thought, listen, at least let the silver lining in this is maybe we can do some job creation and put some people to work here. And so that's what happened, trying to make lemonade out of lemons here. And the FEMA, they were able to offer some contracts. Local contractors are able to benefit and go to work as a result of this. And so certainly didn't want the floods to happen. But again, the silver lining is that we were able to put some local contractors together and facilitate some job creation with respect to the cleanup. And then SBA's part in that was to help with some bridge loans for small businesses who were adversely affected by the flood, just to help them make ends meet until they could process insurance claims and things like that, some low-interest long-term loans, so that it didn't have a real drastic negative effect on their cash flow, so they can stay in business and be around to help facilitate the economy and again, spur job growth.
One thing we look at with the flooding and with the drought, your background is farmers, and you know what's going on. What are you seeing through the farmers' eyes right now?
Well, I mean, one of the things I think is overlooked in a lot of cases is that, farmers are really the original small businessmen. And so I don't want people to think that farmers are somehow different from other small businessmen. They face the same regulatory burdens. They say they have the same labor issues and cash flow and all those other things that any other small business person would. And so we were trying to make sure that we were pointing that relief to farmers because, quite frankly, in this time of austerity with respect to our federal budget, it's going to be a tall order to try and create some sort of a supplemental disaster relief funding. And so what we have been able to do is to direct some of that relief through FEMA and USDA loans and SBA loans to help our farmers kind of come out of this because, farming is always a risky business anyway, even in a good year. But what this did was affected a lot of cropland that had already been planted. And so there were, it was drastic enough that some of those acres would not have an opportunity to be replanted, and even if they were replanted, you're essentially doubling your cost for your input because you had to plant twice. And so certainly an issue there. Then the other issue was grain that was being stored in grain bins. Insurance coverage does not apply to stored grain in during a flood. So, you know, carriers actually, you know, FEMA backs this flood insurance, but it doesn't apply to stored grain. So a lot of that stored grain was lost to the flood with no recourse. And so what we're looking at now is trying to get some extensions on some of those Commodity Credit Corporation loans from the government. As they matured, they would go on ahead and get that rice or those soybeans sold, get them on trucks and get it sold so they could pay off their loan. Well, now they've lost all of their soybeans or their rice in the bins or their corn, and they've got that loan maturing. And so they're just asking for a little bit of forbearance there, an extension. And so that's what we're going to work on to make sure that there's some concessions for farmers to make sure that they're not out of business.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you taking time and talking with us, and we wrap up our interview this past 3 days, and we appreciate the hard work that you're doing. If someone wants to contact your office, how can they do so?
Just give us a call at the Jonesboro office, and that number is 870-203-0540. And that's if you want to call the Jonesboro office. Now, a lot of your listeners may be closer to the Cabot office, so I'll give you that number. And that number is 501-843-3043. And then if you want to call the Washington office, feel free to do that. And that number is 202-225-4076.
All right. Well, Congressman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. We'll post this at kffb.com on the open mic button, and we'll also put the numbers there as well.
Thanks a bunch, Bob. Look forward to